www.ReverendRobert.com.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You know, Free Talk Live is an interactive show. You can call in, talk about what you want to talk about. It's an interactive website. You can go to freetalklive.com, upload whatever you'd like to upload, and have at it. Vote up, vote out, vote down, whatever you'd like to do at freetalklive.com. We've actually got Luther in the studio now. Say hello, Luther.
Hello, Luther.
Julia. And
hello.
Let's go straight into the calls. It's Jay in Indianapolis. Jay.
Hey, Mark, Luther, Julia.
What's going on?
Hello.
Hey, okay, so I wanted to talk about the First Amendment. I know it changed the topic. I know it's Free Talk Live. We're allowed to do that. So my wife is taking a college class, and they were discussing the First Amendment. She posed an interesting question to me about the right to peaceably assemble.
Okay.
And her question basically was, what is peaceably?
What is what? Peaceably?
Peaceably, right. Yeah, because her example was apparently at the World Trade meetings, you know, where there's always all those riots and protests and stuff.
There the G20s?
Something like that.
Okay.
She said World Trade Organization, but, you know,
yep,
it's all the same, right?
Okay.
So she said that multiple hundreds of people sat down in the middle of a public intersection.
Yeah.
Like in the middle of downtown, not near the meeting place, just grind traffic to a halt.
Yep.
And she was saying, you know, would that be peaceable? Because that seems fairly intrusive and aggressive.
Yep.
So I was just wanting to get your thoughts on that, because that was a very interesting question.
I you know, when it comes to this one, I understand. I think the problem is the tragedy of the commons, frankly. I think that the government, it is an organization that takes money from everybody and then attempts to sort of use it in fashions that make things go sort of orderly or whatever. I think roads are for driving on, sidewalks are for walking on, and you know, that kind of thing. And I get that if you have too many people on the sidewalk and people can't get through, that, you know, the accommodations must be made. I don't think protesters belong out in the road, and, you know, under most circumstances, they do not belong in the road. But one also has to remember that there's a history of this. I believe that during the civil rights movement in the early 60s, that they actually used this method, and everybody exonerates the civil rights movement of all wrongs because of, you know, the egregiousness of the discrimination they dealt with. So I got to say, I don't think it's right to stop traffic.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I pretty much agree, and that's what I was saying. Well, the problem is that the roads are owned by nobody and everybody, and that's kind of where the problem comes from.
Yeah. If you want your civil uprising, your movement to have legs, you have to get people on your side. One surefire way to get people off of your side is to interfere in them going back and forth to work.
Sure, sure. I used to actually drive for a living. I would have to go from one client to the next, and it could be anywhere from, you know, here in Keene, I'd have to go over to Nashua, down into Massachusetts, over into Vermont. You know, and like if something was ever in my way, if something was blocking me, it would always piss me off because it would always set me behind at my work, you know, and I'd have to take the long way around, or I'd have to sit and wait, you know, in traffic and just be bored out of my mind. That would certainly turn me off.
When you boil it all down, we're just, you know, the monkeys on the savannah, and somebody who poses a threat, a hindrance, or an irritation to you is a bad person when it all comes down to it. So people need to understand that when they're doing their protests.
So hipsters really are bad people.
I don't know. I'm not even sure what a hipster is.
You don't want to know.
I don't think they know what it is either.
Jay?
Yeah. No idea what a hipster is.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Jay.
Thanks a lot.
855-450-3733. Let's go to Dale in Kentucky. Dale?
Mark, good evening to you and Free Ian Freeman.
I'm with you.
I wanted to try out many reasons for calling in. I want to bring up, since you mentioned civil rights, I got a great story to bring in on the heels of that, but I also wanted to use it as a way to try out the amp line, so that just became an amplifier.
Oh, awesome. Thanks for doing that.
No problem. I got to do that. It's my way of saying death to the New World Order. And on the heels of the civil rights discussion, I thought a good discussion to bring up would be the wonderful MLK Memorial. I'm sure you guys are familiar. Once a hurricane came through, we put up this big white stone memorial of Dr. King.
I've heard that it happened. I heard there was a hubbub about it being white, which I suppose that's interesting.
That's just the ironic part, because it did turn out to look like something like the love child of Mao Zedong and Tiger Woods or something. It's not really very, very, very dark in its complexion. But the best part about it, I guess, is twofold. Number one, the fact that the King family required $800,000 for permission to use his likeness, and thus it turned out to be white, so go figure. But I think Dr. King will be rolling in his grave. Sure, the fact that as a public figure who fought for equality to pay for his family, that his likeness now comes back and demands $800,000 for the project. But that's not even the kicker. The real kicker here is this, Mark. The fact that, you know, we all talk about these different snafus and gaffes that politicians make, like Michelle Bachmann making her famous gaffes. But this one, I saw this over at Breitbart.com and a few other places, and maybe I'll find the time or motivation to put it up on the Free Talk Live page to vote up or down. But basically, the daughter of Dr. King had one of those moments where she said that, much like Daddy is remembered for standing up for truth and standing up for justice, Lincoln is remembered for signing the Declaration of Independence.
You know,
and I'm thinking, Lincoln would have had to go back and do his best leap for Bill and Ted's Time Machine, dating myself with that movie reference, but Lincoln would have had to go back several decades to make that. What do you think about that, Mark?
Well, I think it's funny that she confused the Declaration of Independence with the Emancipation Proclamation. I think that the opportunity really truly was lost, that she could have made that she really could have truly pointed out that Abraham Lincoln never freed anybody, and that the fact is that he was, if you look at his inaugural addresses and that kind of thing, he had no intention of truly freeing slaves. He only did that as sort of a psyop during the
so that the European powers wouldn't want to come on board with the Confederacy, who was, you know, just a major supplier of cotton and wheat, I believe, for them, you know. And if you were France or you were England, how could you be like, oh yeah, we kind of want to be on the slaveholder side after something like that came out?
Yeah,
I totally concur. And you can just go back and read books like The Real Lincoln and Lincoln Unmasked and things like that. I think the other night, I think Mark, you might have had, I mostly listened to the shows in the podcast later on my MP3 player. I think it was a demo or someone else who actually brought up that in passing, got in a little shot about Lincoln not truly being the emancipator that he has claimed to be, especially here in this state of Kentucky. It's almost a heresy if you say something bad about Lincoln or Muhammad Ali, go figure. But so it's like, the truth about the matter is he wasn't a big freer of slaves. It was convenient at the time. It was one of those put my fingers up in the wind and see how the political winds are blowing, and I think I'll take this stance, and eureka, I'm a hero now. Maybe I can get a statue where later on they can say I claim to sign the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah, well, I guess it worked out for him. There's the unfortunate assassination incident for him. But, history is looking upon Lincoln very in a fashion that, holds him up as a hero. There's no doubt about it. As far as the MLK Memorial goes, I think it's a gaffe. I'm willing to forgive her, because many of these documents are, in fact, irrelevant to Americans. The Declaration of Independence is a rhetorical document. It does not afford any American any sort of freedom. If you read the thing, you'd think it was written by an anarchist. The government wants nothing to do with this thing in real life, and the Constitution is sadly becoming just something that they keep it in post offices and other government facilities because it looks good, and they don't.
It's a symbol of their power, basically.
Yeah. It doesn't, the freedom, they don't read it. I mean, they certainly don't, when they do read it, they don't interpret it the same way that I do. Chris, thank you for the call. Excuse me, Dale, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Carnation Breakfast Essentials, helping your family get off to a nutritious start every day. Mornings can be chaotic, but a little advance work will take the pressure off. The night before, organize backpacks and put them at the door, along with anything else that your kids need for the day. Set a timer for 5 minutes before departure to give everyone a chance to mobilize. And off you go. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday. So what are you driving now? A Ford? A Honda? A Toyota? A few hours from now, it could be a car with OnStar. Introducing OnStar FMV, the new way to add OnStar to just about any car. All you have to do is head to your local Best Buy to see all it can do. Then Best Buy can install it for you. And suddenly, you're driving around in a car with the powerful protection of OnStar. Visit OnStar.com for availability, limitations, subscription details, and stores near you.
They're poisoning the water with fluoride. They're spraying the air with heavy metals. Why and what can you do to defend your family? This week at waterwebinar.com, in an all-new free live online webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. A secret they don't want you to know about. Find out how to take fluoride and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. Go to waterwebinar.com, a water secret so powerful, some have called it the number one threat to the entire New World Order health agenda. It was even used during Chernobyl to clean up nuclear contamination. Go to waterwebinar.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn the worst water on this planet into pristine, clear drinking water which heals your body. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. Don't get left behind. It's your life, your water, your freedom. Fight for it. Go to waterwebinar.com now.
Hey, everybody. Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now, look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate, so you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery. So you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Luther.
And Julia. Sorry, I've got this groove thing going on tonight, and you kind of came here and just messed it all up.
I'm sorry to throw off your groove.
Luther's an interloper. Welcome, Luther. you know, you can listen to talk radio and you hear and television a lot, too. You can hear a lot of ads for gold right now. Gold's there's a big push on to buy gold. And I don't know how much farther it can go up. Some people are saying, you know, the bubble's at its peak. Some people are saying it hasn't even gotten up to what it's, you know, really worth yet. So I wouldn't be able to tell you, but I can tell you that I am I'm actually in the process of purchasing more precious metals. So I'm making that decision for myself. You may want to make it for yourself. Go to gold.freetalklive.com if you wish to do so. Check out the prices we have there on some very commonly held gold and silver pieces. We have some very special ones, too. It's gold.freetalklive.com. Get some great rates and support Free Talk Live. gold.freetalklive.com. Story I wanted to get out because, you know, here on Free Talk Live, we don't we generally talk about how the government doesn't keep its promises, does bad things, and blah, blah, blah. And whenever I see it, I do like to point out when the government does something good and keeps its promise. This is from FoxNews.com. Obama administration to drop troop levels in Iraq to 3,000. The Obama administration has decided to drop the number of U.S. troops in Iraq at the end of the year down to 3,000, making a major downgrade in force strength. Multiple sources familiar with the inner workings and decisions in the U.S. troop movements in Iraq told Fox News. Senior commanders are said to be livid at the decision, which has already been signed off by Defense Secretary Leon Panetta. Panetta, touring sites Tuesday in advance of the September 11th, 10th commemoration, says no decision has been made on the number of troops in Iraq. That obviously will be subject of negotiations with the Iraqis, and as a result of those negotiations, as I said, no decision has been made of what the number will be. Currently, about 45,000 U.S. troops are stationed in Iraq, and generals on the ground had requested a reduced number of troops remaining in Iraq at the end of the year, but there was a major pushback about the costs and political optics of keeping that many in Iraq. The troops, the military's troop level request was then reduced to 10,000. So Obama said that he was going to get the troops out of Iraq, and it looks like he's getting enough heat that he's choosing to, you know, stick to his word.
He's way over what he originally promised, sure. Isn't he? Like, he gave a date when he was running.
Yeah, well, elections are coming up. You know, you want this to be fresh in the voters' mind.
And I'm certainly cynical about, you know, the reasons why, but I'd like to see these diminished. I guess I have some questions. How many military contractors are going to stay? Because there's this huge number of guys that carry guns that have been soldiers, been trained to be soldiers, that have now moved on to much higher paying jobs in organizations like KBR and Blackwater. You know, I think they call it Z now or something like that. You know, these organizations that essentially act like soldiers. And I would also like to know, is the Iraq military ready to, you know, to handle this? I think it was the most violent month in a year in Iraq, you know, just last month. So I'm not saying I don't want the troops out of there. I certainly do. I don't think the United States has any business there. But 3,000 troops, that's an awful lot to guard an embassy, isn't it?
Does it say how many are there now, like how much they're cutting down?
They're going from 45,000 to 3,000.
3,000, okay. Yeah. I don't know if you said that already.
Yeah, we did. I thought it was 50,000, so I mean it's somewhere around what I thought it was.
Well,
so it's
a
big cut.
5,000 gets knocked off.
It's a reduction. I wonder whether they're going to be, you know, are these guys going to be sent home? Are they going to be sent to Afghanistan? What's going to be happening with them?
They could go to, what is it, Syria? They could go to Libya.
I don't think we don't have any troops on the ground in Syria, like real troops on the ground there.
Oh, okay.
It's Libya, Somalia, that might have been what you were thinking of, Pakistan, Yemen. The United States is apparently fighting on the side of a dictator in Yemen. All these sort of Libya, of course, is going on. I've just news released this week that now that they found Muammar Gaddafi's papers, let's release those. Turns out MI6 and the CIA has been working hand in hand with the Gaddafi regime for decades. When will they learn? When will they ever learn that these agencies are not responsible for their actions? And, you know, maybe in some vague way they're looking out for what they think the best interest of the United States is. But I can tell you that the best interest of the United States in a lot of cases is not the best interest of Americans. So Maybe people will come to that conclusion. But I've got to say, I like the idea that they're diminishing the troops here. I wonder if something bad happens that they'll point to it and say, well, look, if we'd only had troops, then this wouldn't have happened, or whatever. But you're never going to stop crime or rebellion or whatever in any of these countries. It's just they have to find their own equilibrium. Going in there and creating their equilibrium for them isn't going to work, and there's no reason in the world why we should have to pay for it. That's what I find most disagreeable here, is that the United States government has its idea of how things should go. Sadly, in Iraq, they made a deal with Turkey from the onset that they weren't going to split Iraq into three countries. Remember, Iraq's covered by straight lines. It's not a real country. It was drawn on a map by some English guys back in
World War I.
Yeah, post World War One.
Yeah,
and I think it was, sometime.
Yeah, they were like, you people are all going to be one country,
right?
Now,
you get these Sunnis and these Shiites and these Kurds living together. They'd all be much better off if they were, sticking with their own little groups of folks that they prefer to get along with. Sadly, that's the way it goes, and that's, they'd be better off that way.
Yeah. We're still feeling the effects of imperialism from the scramble in Africa, even before that in the 1800s.
It just keeps on keeping on, doesn't it?
Yeah, it certainly does.
I mean, that's really what was going. I mean, even here in the United States, how many things are left over from the colonization of this country? I mean, obviously the Native Americans they're still suffering.
Yeah, yeah. Then you have like places like Texas and New Mexico and California.
Yep.
You have the Lakota Nation. Right.
They signed a treaty with the United States. They were supposed to be a separate nation, but they're under. they really can't operate as a separate nation. They won't. No one will recognize it.
Puerto Rico, Hawaii.
There's a huge separatist movement going on in Hawaii. The Puerto Ricans can't figure out exactly what they want to do, whether they want to be a state or not. I mean, see what the particular.
The Hawaiians can't really figure it out either. They don't know if they want to be a republic or a monarchy, or who's going to be the monarch if they are a monarchy.
Yeah,
I mean,
I want to be a monarchy, and I'd like it to be me.
Oh, I just can't wait to be king.
Right. It is not a step forward if they do the monarchy thing. But I can tell you, Hawaii is not going anywhere. If you go over to Hawaii, a large amount of the civil service jobs in Hawaii
are military.
The civil service jobs are held by Hawaiian nationals.
Sure.
And that's those are sweet, sweet government jobs, and they're not going to want to give them up. 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic, land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in a ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, 3-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Run away with me. No one to be here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse. Vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas.
Drinking too much coffee. I'm in the shade.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall.
Why don't want me to
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
And Luther.
And Julia.
Are you thinking about starting a business? Here's a word to the wise. Incorporate at LegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that could wipe you out. LegalZoom.com is fast and easy. They do all kinds of legal documents there, patents, wills, trademarks. Use coupon code FTL to save $10 off your order. It's LegalZoom.com, coupon code FTL. Thanks to the people who have been using that, even though I haven't been reading that copy for quite some time. Let's go to the... Julie, you have a shocking story that's in your pile there.
Yes. Woman wants county to cover $1,000 hospital bill for cavity search. This is out of New Mexico. A woman has been charged $1,122 by a local hospital for a forcible body cavity search ordered by the Metro Narcotics Agency that did not turn up any illegal substances. She is now asking the county to pay her hospital bill. I can't even believe she has to ask.
It's absolutely outrageous.
She shouldn't have to ask.
Is that the story?
Well, there's a little bit more. It just goes into the details. The woman, who is not being named because she was not arrested or criminally charged, was searched at Memorial Medical Center, according to a claim that the attorney served to the county this week. The woman is refusing to pay the $1,000 because she... that she was subsequently billed for the cavity search. Metro Sergeant Mike Alba said agents had credible information from a reliable source that the woman was concealing up to an ounce of heroin leading to the search warrant for this
Right. It's incredible. I mean, you see, it's incredible is what it is. And
yeah. Clearly it was the opposite of credible since there was nothing there.
This is outrageous on so many counts.
Right.
Somebody says...
Just to add one more sentence.
Go ahead.
She has no criminal history at all.
Yeah. Somebody who the cops, have on a string for probably some conviction or something like that, says something bad about this lady, or they don't like her, or whatever reason, the cops say, hot damn, let's go get us a warrant. And the judge says, well, I give out 10 of these things a day, rubber stamp, rubber stamp, rubber stamp, and what's the big deal? And so this is just how the system works. Nobody's being held accountable for this. As a matter of fact, the person who's being held accountable is the completely innocent victim of this aggression.
I mean, if you get a search, do you get billed for it? Like, in general? Like, forget the fact that she was innocent. Like, is that how that works? Because it seems wrong.
It's absolutely wrong. I mean, if the government demands a search of you, it's their search. It's not your search. That is the first step as to how this thing is
wrong. I wasn't even aware that you could get a search warrant to search in somebody... Somebody.
Right. I mean, the government that the government can search up somebody's rectum for drugs or whatever because somebody else said so. Well, we have credible blah, 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 blah. What?
Yeah. It's crazy.
I'm stunned. I'm 100% stunned by this. For one, do the cops even have to, when they have these anonymous tips, do they even have to produce that at any point? I mean, it seems to me there's a lawsuit to be had here, this poor lady.
I'd have to say so. I would be outside their houses every morning with a sign saying, you violated me.
They raped her.
Pretty much, yeah.
I mean,
had a warrant, it was okay in their minds.
This is government rape. I don't know what else to call it.
I don't... What,
molestation, at least.
What bothers me about this is, so was the warrant for her house first? Because, you go to the judge and you're like, I believe this woman has heroin in her butt. Like, or did they go to the house first, and since she didn't have it in the house, it extended to
it
her
butt? We think she's a sly criminal who keeps it on her person at all times.
Stunning. It's absolutely stunning. I'm gobstopped by this story. I cannot believe that they charged this lady for this. I mean, they sent her a bill for it. Not only did they go off in the lady, and they steal her away from her life. They accuse her of crimes she has not done. They go up in her, and then they charge her for the violation.
So they make the call, and they're like, oh, just bill her.
I'm stunned.
I'd like to make an appointment for a body cavity search, please.
Why not
fill her?
I see the silver lining in this cloud. I see an opportunity to make money. I'm going to start my own business. I'm going to go kick people in the nuts and then send them a bill.
There you go. I think that the police officer that took this credible lead, they're the ones that should have to pay. Or the person, or they can split it with the person who gave the credible lead, as far as I'm concerned. I'd like the judge that rubber stamped it to have to fork over $100 too.
Sure.
Frankly, I think that this lady not only deserves her $1,100, but she deserves a nice big settlement for
this.
Right.
I mean, it's more than the hospital bill. Like, you've wasted this time. You've violated this lady. I have a feeling that a cavity search really isn't a pleasant experience.
I'd say a heartfelt apology is necessary as well. I mean, not that does much, but it's just a gesture. I mean, come on. You invaded this person.
Yeah.
You invaded this person.
As far as you can possibly invade somebody, it's stunning. I don't know what else to say to this particular instance. Yuck.
Yeah.
Let's go to Gene the Christian Anarchist. Gene?
Well, hi there.
What's going on?
It's that time of year again. I wanted to tell all the listeners about the fastest motorsport in the world that's going to be happening starting next week, called the National Championship Air Races. If you remember, I called about it last year.
I remember you called about it in the past.
It happens only in one place on the planet, and that's in Reno, Nevada, every mid-September. We have airplanes going around in circles racing like NASCAR. Passing each other and trying to get ahead.
So where's the finish line? Do they spray that up? Somebody. So what? Where's
they
the
have
finish
a,
line?
Like a crowd. The guy that writes the words in the yeah. clouds. You know, he just comes and makes a little line.
Line, and that's the finish line.
Well, the entire race course is defined on the ground with pylons, and that's what I do. I'm a pylon judge.
Okay.
And so you stand out at the pylon, and if the airplane cuts the pylon, you call it as a foul, and they have a penalty on that.
That's got to happen constantly.
It does not happen very often, actually.
Okay.
These guys are very good flyers.
So then it's a time trial. It's not just, you know, everybody takes off at once and...
No,
finishes when they
all start together, and whoever crosses that finish line first is the winner.
Wow.
And the fastest planes are the Unlimiteds, and those are World War II airplanes like P-51 Mustangs and Bearcats, and those planes are all souped up. They're not their...
Wow. So they can beat the old, like, what was it, like 450 miles an hour top speed that they had back in the 40s?
Actually, I think the... P-51s in World War II were only going about 300. And
yeah, that's what I'd say.
Are you okay.
But they're doing, these planes are doing 500. Around a closed course, 100 feet off the ground.
No jets?
They do have a jet class, and the jets will go a little faster. They go about 540, 530.
And well, what do they do to jets to make them go so slow?
They don't allow afterburners.
Okay.
So afterburners are a no-no. So you have to use just regular jet power. But they go pretty darn fast. And between the air races, there are air shows, you know, different kinds of aerobatic things and parachutists. It's really a lot of fun. And if people have ever thought about going, if they can get away next week, it's actually next weekend is the best race because it's a 4.5-day race. So it's they do qualifications, and then they do eliminations. And then the fastest race is the last race of Sunday, which would be Sunday afternoon about 3:30, 4 o'clock.
Is it dangerous? I mean, do they have...
It's dangerous. They do sometimes have accidents. But we're trying to make it as safe as possible. And if anybody wants to go, I'm saying this year is a good year to go because with the economy, who knows if there's going to be another one.
There you go. Thanks for the call, Gene. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. Give us a call. Get you in the final segment.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
Are you limited on time to research the economy, industries, and stocks? Are you tired of the Wall Street crooks putting their interests ahead of yours? Then you need TransEquityResearch.com. 100% independent, TransEquityResearch.com provides the best equity research on the web, period. From value investors to short-term traders, we have the important information you need to know. Stay ahead of the game and let us do the hard part. Visit TRENDSEquityResearch.com today. TransEquityResearch.com. Trade smarter.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are known to be connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. Toll-free call-in line. We might very well be able to sneak you in if you give us a call. Are you on any medications? Are you getting your meds at a local pharmacy? If you are, you're likely paying more than you have to. There's a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your meds at discounts as high as 70% off, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com. Click Become a Member on the left-hand side of the page. They've got a toll-free number there that you can call either way. It's up to you. They'll give you, if it's not business hours, they'll give you a call back during business hours. Their customer service is excellent. They third-party certify all of their stuff to not be counterfeit. They'll walk you through every step of the way, and you'll save a lot of money. If you are taking any medications on a regular basis, this is the way to get them, and the way to get them at the lowest price, the best quality, and the service is wonderful. It's meds.freetalklive.com. It's Mark with you.
And Luther.
And Julia.
Did I catch you mid-yawn?
You did.
Sorry to keep you up, Luther. Let's go to Mike in Virginia. Mike?
Hello.
Hello.
Yes. I just want to make a comment.
Okay, comment away.
Okay. I am originally from Africa, and the political situation in this country makes me reminds me of Baghdad.
It reminds you of what? I'm sorry. I didn't understand what you said. Reminds you of what?
I said I'm coming down. It reminds me of a parable.
A parable? Okay.
200 years. Yes. 200 years. The lion is the king in the jungle. But for once, a dog became the king. How do you think that is going to fit with the lion?
If a dog is king, how is it going to fit with a lion? It seems like the lion would eat him.
Lion would eat him. I think that is the exact situation with this country right now. A black man is the president, and all you folks are going crazy. For 200 years, this country has been run down. A black man became president. Now is all you guys coming out saying terrible things on the radio. It's just not really good. So, that is just my comment. Whatever you have to say, I'll fire away.
Okay. So I don't have a problem. I've often said on the air that I think that... Are you there? Oh, he left. Okay. I've often said that I think the very best thing about Barack Obama's presidency is that he's black, which I think is a really sad thing to say about somebody. I think that it, you know, the amount of melanin in your skin is the best thing that one can say about you. Then that says, you know, something poor about the presidency. I mean, you know, the debt has increased and unemployment's increased. These are not factors that have anything to do with this ethnicity.
Sure, sure. I mean, I look back and I see that this has been coming for a while. And I don't think it has anything to do with the fact that Barack Obama is president or even the fact that Barack Obama is black. You know, it's just been coming for a while, and he has made some decisions that have sort of worsened it.
Right. Well, that's what I'm going to say. I mean, somebody would have been able to make this a shorter recession if, for instance, they would have followed, you know, Ron Paul's advice and, you know, return the country to sound money and, you know, cut government spending and things like that. None of these things have anything to do with Barack Obama's ethnicity. I can understand why some, you know, there is a history of racism in this country. There's no doubt about it. I don't think that a lot of people are really, there's some people that are really upset about Barack Obama's ethnicity. I don't think most people care about his ethnicity. I think most people are, you know, they're entrenched on their particular side of the political paradigm. I think both of those sides stink, and I think
sure.
I think that the next president we're going to have is going to stink too.
Yeah.
And he's probably not going to be black. I would imagine Barack Obama's going to lose. That's my guess.
Yeah, you know, we've been saying a lot of the same things about Bush that we've been saying about Obama.
Absolutely. I think Bush and Obama are very similar, and we railed against Bush on this show. Now, if he's using the opportunity to get on the air and talk about other talk shows, that may very well be the case. I don't know. I can't speak for another talk show. And to suggest, perhaps, that you people don't like it, you know, talking about talk show hosts and lumping me into that group, that's a bigoted statement, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's judging me because I'm a talk show host. I don't have the same feelings that other talk show hosts do.
No, I don't agree with Limbaugh or Hannity.
Nope, I don't. So I think that Mike would have been better served to stay on the line and talk about this a little bit.
Yeah, I'd like to ask him some questions.
I like to talk about racial issues. I think that it's something that needs to be discussed. I think that race, I personally have eschewed race. I am not interested in having one. If a race is something that somebody gets to choose for themselves and all the science seems to indicate that, then I choose not to have one. So, you know, I don't think, I personally, for me, race isn't, you know, isn't something that I want to have for myself.
To paraphrase Bob Marley, dude, the color of a man's skin is no more significant than the color of his eyes.
You know, there's a Tom Robbins book out there where he talks about people with brown hair or black hair and brown eyes always get the short end of the stick. And what I think that is a reference to is that you know, people of ethnicity, because you know, there's rarely as a white guy have black hair and brown eyes.
Well, but my father, he had jet black hair until it started to gray and brown eyes.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Well, your last name is Miranda, so.
True.
I don't know. Could not entirely fall into
that. Well, we're from, you know, direct European descent, not, you know, Hispanic.
Indeed. So, speaking of people of Hispanic descent, there's an interesting story here from SACB.com. That's the Sacramento Bee. Julia, I didn't get your opinion on that. Did you want to hop in? Or
I was actually going to say the exact same thing that Chris said, which is just that this is a problem that is not, it's not like Barack Obama stepped in and all of a sudden everything's a mess. This has been a long time coming. Every president just seems to slowly make it worse. And I mean, black has nothing to do with anything for me.
Yeah.
I hate Barack Obama like I don't like George Bush. Same. Yeah. They're the same person to me.
For me, hate is a strong term, but I understand where we're coming from. It's you know, I think that these guys are making it worse, and we railed on George Bush on this show over and over and over again. So, you know, I think it was Mike was the caller's name. He probably hasn't been listening to the show for a very long time. The ignorance is showing, and you know, I welcome him to continue to listen. And I welcome him to call in. That's not my issue. Race is not my issue. And I wish, frankly, everybody would get together and make a whole bunch of, you know, light brown babies so that we could get over this issue. That's just me. By the way, the my best friend in the whole world is a black man who's married to a white woman. So clearly I don't have an issue with that.
Yeah, you want to tell my ex-black girlfriend that I'm a racist?
There you go. So improving Mexican economy draws undocumented immigrants back home from California. There are fewer undocumented immigrants in California and the Sacramento region because now many are finding the American dream south of the border. It's now easier to buy homes on credit, find a job, access higher education in Mexico. Sacramento's Mexican Consul General Carlos Gonzalez Gutierrez said Wednesday, "We have become a middle-class country. Mexico's unemployment rate is now 4.9% compared with 9.4% joblessness in the United States. An estimated 300,000 undocumented immigrants have left California since 2008, though the remaining 2.6 million, as I understand it, California is the highest rate of undocumented workers in America. I could be wrong. That's just what I've read someplace. But it's interesting. Now they have all the people that are so worried about these immigrants here taking our jobs.
They took our jobs.
Have finally figured out how it is to fix the problem. They've supported enough stupid administrations with their stupid policies that have driven the economy into the ground. Black, white, and Asian. There's what Mike, you was one of the George Bush's guys. All of them have driven the economy into the ground, and now the Mexican undocumented workers are going back to Mexico and finding jobs there.
Well, that showed them.
Pretty soon, Americans will be sneaking across the border to get jobs.
Probably. Maybe. Who knows?
Could be. I mean, it very well could be. I think that America's heyday has ended, unless they do something dramatic.
I think it's been over for over 100 years.
I don't know. No, I would not say that. I mean, it depends on what you're calling its heyday. I'm talking about from an economic standpoint. A lot of the legacy hadn't caught up yet. But I think that around the 90s, 2005, I would say, was probably the beginning of the end for the United States as far as economic stuff goes.
I can't think of a time that we lived in greater affluence than in, post-Reconstruction era of the late 1800s.
So you're talking about the...
Yeah, I'm talking about relatively, you know.
Well, I'd prefer not to crap in a hole in the ground, and that's what they were doing at the time. So
we have more technology.
Technology provides freedom. I think the technology may very well be the path to freedom, sad as it might be.
Well, you use the hole in the ground example, but that's actually a more comfortable way to do it than...
They build little stools that you can put your feet on for that very reason.
Squatting as opposed to sitting, is that the
that's
suggestion?
The way you're supposed to.
Yeah.
Well, certainly that's what, that would be the more natural posture. And but one can adjust oneself on a toilet bowl in order to...
Get a little stool to put your feet on.
Squatting there. In the meantime, freetalklive.com. It's been Mark with you.
And Luther. Keep
and
it classy,
Julia.
America.
Keep it classy. Free Talk Live.
I'm Jim Cook, brewer of Samuel Adams. Why is Boston Lager loved by beer drinkers? Maybe it's the deep amber color, or the head so thick you could float a bottle cap. Or maybe it's just a freaking good beer.
Yeah. Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Sample responsibly.
Hey, I'm downtown at a festival sampling the refreshing real iced tea taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea.
Man, this tastes like real iced tea.
But Twisted Tea has a kick.
Twisted
Tea, the refreshing hard iced tea that tastes like real iced tea.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Twist responsibly.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes feed the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.